Granny, written by Anthony Horowitz and read by Nicholas Grace.
The storm broke early in the evening, and by 7 o'clock, it looked as if Heathrow might have to shut down. Runway 1 had disappeared in the rain, runway 2 was a canal, half the planes had been delayed, and the other half were circling hopelessly above the clouds, waiting their turn to land. The wind had blown an Air France DC-10 all the way to Luton, while, in a jumbo jet from Tokyo, 79 Japanese passengers had all been sick at the same time. It was a night no one would forget. The green Mercedes reached the airport at exactly 7:30, skidding round a corner and spraying water over 2 traffic wardens, a porter, and a visitor from Norway. Swerving across the road, it missed a taxi by inches and rocketed into the car park of Terminal 3. The electric side window slid down, and a hand with a signet ring and the initials GW entwined in gold reached out to pluck a parking ticket from the machine. Then the car jumped forward again, shot up 3 ramps with the tyres screaming, and crashed into a wall. £10,000 worth of metal and paintwork crumpled in on itself. The engine died. Steam hissed from beneath the bent and broken bonnet. The doors of the car opened, and 3 people got out. The driver was a short, bald man. Next to him was a woman in a fur coat. The back seat had been occupied by a 12-year-old boy. "You told me to park on the 4th floor," the man screamed. "The 4th floor!"
"Yes, Gordon," the woman muttered.
"But this car park's only got 3 floors," the man moaned. He pointed at the wreck of his car. "And now look what's happened!"
"Oh, Gordon,"
the woman's lips quivered. For a moment she looked terrified, then she blinked.
"Does it really matter?" she asked.
The man stared at her. "You're right," he exclaimed. He laughed out loud. "It doesn't matter at all. We're leaving the car here. We'll never see it again." The man and the woman rushed into each other's arms, kissed each other, and then grabbed their luggage, which the boy had meanwhile taken out of the boot. They had only 2 suitcases between them, and these looked as if they had been packed in a hurry. Part of a pink silk tie, a striped pyjama leg, and a frilly shower cap were poking out of one side. "Come on," the man exclaimed. "Let's go." But just then, there was a flash of lightning and an explosion of thunder, and the 3 of them froze, alone in the middle of the dimly lit car park. A plane roared past overhead.
"Oh, Gordon,"
the woman whimpered. "It's all right," Gordon snapped. "She's not here. Keep your air on. We're going to be all right." "I keep my air on, except I packed it,"